Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We have a message today which is important to know. It's something that many people don't know about. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's physical and spiritual life. And the Bible text is from Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Here it says, "The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." Amen.
Amen.
God is a God of life.
Amen.
Death is not from God. Death is a plan of the devil. He is always in opposition to God. God had warned Adam, "The day you eat of the tree of the forbidden fruit, you will die." The Bible verse says that God created man with the dust of the earth. Up to this moment, the form was not a man. Only when God breathed into his only when God breathed the spirit of life into him, he became a living being. God created the body, but today many are not happy with the body. They put tattoos, they pierce themselves, they destroy their bodies with all kinds of things, with drugs and alcohol, with all kinds of evil. Now God breathed into Adam, and he became a living being. It's the breath of God that gives man the spirit. The spirit is given at the moment an embryo comes into existence. That is why killing a baby by abortion is so bad. Some say an embryo is not human. So what is he? Is he a bird? Or is he a dog? This is so stupid. The moment an embryo is formed, when the sperm and the egg are coming together, he becomes a living human being. It's not fully formed yet, but it is a spirit. I am a spirit. I have a mind, and I live in a body. The body was formed from the dust of the earth, and it will return to dust. The mind and the spirit are eternal. When you die, it's only your body that dies and decays. So when you see a dead person, you know it's only a shell. The spirit leaves the body at the moment of death. There are many who have had a near-death experience. Some have come back. Some even they died and they came back. I read the following article in Epoch Times magazine. It talks of a woman called Vicky. It says, "Vicky was prematurely born at 22 weeks, weighing only 3 pounds, that's about 1.5 kilos. Her optic nerve was damaged due to high oxygen in an incubator, resulting in complete blindness. She had no visual experience, no awareness of light whatsoever. At the age of 22, she was involved in a car accident. She was thrown out of the car, and the result was severe injuries, skull fracture, concussion, injuries to her neck, her back, and her legs. While being rescued in the hospital, she found herself floating to the ceiling. She had a panoramic vision, and she saw a woman's body lying on a metal operating table with a man and a female medical staff working on her. When she noticed the distinct wedding ring the woman was wearing, she realized that it was her ring and it was her body. As she had been blind all her life, she had never seen that ring or her body. Only in that near-death experience did she see fully the ring. This is a comforting story. When we leave our body, there is no more pain and no more infirmity. Imagine the woman was gone and she saw 100%. Now she could describe the things that she had seen during this time. My friend Eric told me of an accident he had many years ago and how he died. He was severely injured and he left his body. He could see him lying on the accident place, and he felt very light and he felt good. As soon as he went back into the body, it was heavy and he could feel the pain. In the first book of Kings, we read of Elijah and how he brought back to life the son of the widow of Sarephath. In 2 Kings, we read of Elisha, how he prayed for the dead son of the Shunammite woman, and he came back to life. In Luke, we have the account of Jesus bringing back the body of a man of Nain. Jesus raised Jairus' daughter, who had died. And the most familiar is he also brought back Lazarus. We read of Peter, who raised Tabitha, and Paul, who raised the young man who fell through the window. We don't know what experience they had while they were dead, but many who have died and come back, they saw a great light and a loving person who told them, you have to go back to the life. We have many prophecies about the dead who will be risen on the last day. For us, it is difficult to think in spiritual matters. We see with our eyes, but we don't see spiritual things. Our minds are occupied with the here and now, which is physical. We know the material world. We know our job. We know money. We know how to use it. Spiritual, we see what is before our feet. Spiritually, these things do not matter. They don't matter. They are temporary and they're passing away. We see many beautiful things, magnificent things, but we cannot see the much greater beauty of heaven. In 1 Corinthians 13:12, Paul wrote, "Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall fully know, even as I'm fully known." Paul was writing about the mirror. They had, their mirrors were not as good as ours are. Today we see very clear in the mirror, but we cannot see further. We don't know what is behind the mirror. We're not human while we are here on earth, and after death we become a spirit. We are both at the same time. This is what is mentioned about the spirit man, spirit of man. You cannot know God with your body. You cannot. But you can know Him spiritually. What happens, happens also in the spiritual world. Whatever you say will be heard in the spiritual world. If it were not so, why would you pray? Why to pray if God cannot hear? Why do things happen that we say? If we say negative things, they will happen. If you think you will fail the test that you have to go through, you will fail. But when you go with a positive attitude and you have learned, you will pass. When you pray to God the Father, He hears your prayers. God is spirit, and He hears your voice. Jeremiah 33:3, it says, "Call to me, and I will answer you. I will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." Call to me. And in Psalm 50, verse 15, it says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me." Why would God say to call on Him if He didn't hear what we say in the physical world? Jesus, He said, "Call on me while you're here on earth, in your body, call on me and I will answer you." Jesus said that we should ask the Father in His name. He said in Luke 11:13, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give goodly gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" Jesus also said, "Ask and you shall receive." The physical and the spiritual are two different realms, but the spiritual knows what is happening in the physical. The physical doesn't know what is happening in the spiritual realm. The Bible is telling us a lot about what is happening in the spiritual. The Bible is telling us a lot of what is going on in the spiritual realm. The prophets of the Bible, they have insight into many spiritual things and beings. When Isaiah was commissioned as a prophet, he saw the glory of God sitting on the throne. He saw the seraphs. When Ezekiel was called, he saw into heaven and he saw living creatures and the glory of the Lord. In Revelation, we have many accounts of what is happening in the unseen world. Paul wrote to the Ephesians in chapter 6, verse 12, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Our Christian life is in the physical and the spiritual. We live in the physical with our body, but our spirit is spiritual. Now we know there's a physical world and a spiritual world. The question we have to ask ourselves is how we walk in both worlds. People of the world, they live in a physical world. They behave accordingly. They are reasoning accordingly. Their outlook is worldly. In Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Since we have been born again, we have a new outlook. We do not think in a worldly way. We have the mind of God, and that guides our lives. In 2 Corinthians 4:6, it says, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." It is the Holy Spirit who instructs us that we can have knowledge of the glory of God. The world doesn't have the Holy Spirit, and so they cannot understand. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit to be able to think spiritually. As a born-again believer, we strive to the things which are above. As it says in Colossians 3:1. "If you then, who are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God." This is a vast difference between a born-again believer and someone of the world. They live according to knowledge, thinking is of that their thinking is only short-sighted. They have no knowledge. They don't know anything, because real life is to be discerned spiritually. Only a born-again believer who has the Holy Spirit within him can see the spiritual dimension and what our lives have to struggle with. A few days ago, a youth killed, 15-year-old youth killed 3 people. And the world is seeking reasons for why he has done that. We don't need to reason, because we know that it is a demonic spirit who made him do that. That youth doesn't need to go to a psychiatrist. He needs deliverance. God is a spirit, and so is Satan. We have to understand that Satan and his demons are causing havoc wherever they can. We are not of this world, we are from above. We have the Holy Spirit in us, and our spiritual eyes see into the spiritual realm. The Bible shows us the way to live with open eyes. The Holy Spirit instructs us. We don't see the war in Israel as a purely physical war. We see it is a spiritual war that Satan is fighting against God. And it affects each one of us, because Satan doesn't want Jesus to come back in Israel. That's why he tries to destroy it. So it has an impact on the whole world. It has an impact on the whole, on our lives. When you begin to see spiritually, you understand many things that are happening in this world. Therefore, open your eyes. Open your eyes. And so we pray, God, open my eyes that I may see you. Open my eyes that I see that it's not the riches of this world, nor the pleasures of this world that are satisfying. Open my eyes so I can see spiritually even here on earth. May our mind be filled with the mind of God, so that we see the glory of God and live according to the new life that we have received. Amen.